UDOT published a construction budget outlining the cost of the noise barrier that may be installed on I-80. The Citizens Against the Wall have submitted a challenge to the cost assessment, saying it doesn't meet UDOT's cost criteria to justify building the noise barrier. The group also claims the noise assessment done by the engineering firm Lochner is incorrect and therefore doesn't meet UDOT's own qualifications to justify a noise barrier. UDOT Deputy Executive Director Shane Marshall says they've hired HAROC engineers to evaluate the original study.
I think what we're trying to do is bring in that third party to answer that specific question, to resolve the differences between what the Lochner study says, what the current UDOT study says, and what the CATW has been saying. We initially, and they ask specific questions about cost, and we want a third party to come in and validate to make sure that we have done our due diligence with our current study and that we can address CATW's concerns.
CATW asked the Transportation Commission to halt the balloting process until a review of the discrepancies is completed. Marshall says their process should be informed by the opinions of the most affected property owners, so they will proceed with the balloting process.
We believe right now that the study we have in front of us is correct, but we want to, because of their concerns, and we understand that there are more than three people out there that don't want the wall, we want to make sure we do our full due diligence before we make a decision moving forward. And that's what we're doing. Part of that process is to gauge the public's input.
Marshall says the second opinion coming from HAROC's engineers will be objective in evaluating the noise data.
They have not been involved with the noise analysis. They have done some public outreach for us on the project, but a different part of their organization does the noise analysis, and that's the part that we are engaged with now. They have done similar noise analysis for us and other agencies throughout the state, and they're a very dependable firm, someone that has the expertise to do it, and that's why we have engaged with them to give us a third-party look.
CATW representative Tom Farkas says they've submitted records requests for a number of documents, including details of HAROC's engineers' communication with UDOT. As of this reporting, Farkas says they have not had a response from UDOT. Marshall says he's not familiar with their requests.
So any grandma request we get, we're going to fulfill the request. It's going to go through the proper channels, and they will get the information that they have requested. In the meantime, we have decided to engage in a third party that looks at that can evaluate both their concerns and our study to rectify those concerns, to come together as a consensus.
Marshall says the ballot results will inform their decision to build the barrier, but so will the evaluation done by HAROC's engineers. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.